Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Got some special offers there for you, if you'll check that out and you'll find out more about the book. Another book I want you to know about is called Low Hanging Fruit, a New York Times bestseller by Jeremy Eaton and Terry Long. They're co-CEOs of Harvest Earnings. And to put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find their website and their book. Guys, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for being with me today. We're talking about low-hanging fruit, folks, things that you have probably in your possession. And you know, Terry, I was telling the audience that when I take low-hanging fruit to the next level, some of this stuff is not even on the tree anymore. It's fallen off and it's on the ground. All you got to do is pick it up. Right?
That's right. Give the tree a little shake, right?
That's right. So here's the question. For a long, long time now, I've been trying to help small business owners convert the sophisticated quality, you know, processes of ISO and Six Sigma and all those programs, try to take the best of those things and simplify them to help small business owners operate more effectively. Isn't your approach an example of that? Aren't you taking some common sense stuff and converting it into a quality process with this, Terry?
We are, but a lot of the programs, Six Sigma, Lean, those things are very effective at big problems,
right,
with a lot of statistical data.
Yes.
And so they're appropriate for those situations. What we are trying to get at is, you know, those problems, solving those problems is great, but also there's so many little things that you don't need that kind of analysis, don't need that kind, mm-hmm, of attention. Just need somebody to say, we're ordering too many envelopes. We've got 100 different envelopes. We had a CEO who was frustrated that his company was ordering all these different sizes and windows and not windows, mm-hmm, and whatever. Put them up on a poster board and carried it around and said, you know, I know we can't just go down to one size, but do we need 100?
Right. What was happening is his inventory manager was managing his company inventory well, but the supplies weren't being managed the same way, were they?
Well, every department was saying, well, this is the need we have, and this is, you know, the exact, mm-hmm, size, and here's the best deal we can get on that, mm-hmm, size. So they were all making their own independent decisions, and they were smart decisions on their own, but they weren't working as what we call, mm-hmm, one company.
But, Jeremy, one of the things I'd like to do, if you'll humor me just for a minute.
Sure.
If small businesses are trying to be vendor partners with bigger companies who are in the end of the quality process pretty heavily.
Yep.
Isn't your method going to help them do that? The way you talk about these things, aren't your clients, so to speak, or people who subscribe to the ideas in your book, aren't they going to be able to demonstrate in a proposal how much more effective they are so that they can handshake a company with a more sophisticated quality process?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really comes down to the fact, at least one key principle is simplification. One of the things that causes poor quality, and one of the things that separately but also causes waste of the kind we're talking about, is things get incredibly complex. And a company, a small business that figures out how to be simpler, how to do less, how to focus better, is not only going to be making more money, but then when they deal with a bigger company that has one of these more sophisticated quality processes,
mm-hmm,
they'll be able to more cleanly see, oh yeah, you know, we only have to look at three options, not at 300 different options. Installing the option is easier because you've designed it to be easy,
mm-hmm,
or whatever it might be. So there's no doubt that if you think about making things simpler, cleaner, more transparent, more efficient, it is going to be more attractive someone who has those same principles in mind, mm-hmm. even though they've applied it for a different purpose.
And Terry, whenever your customers, your bigger customers come to you with specifications, that means you're going to have to step up your game a little bit. If you're already clean, if you're already efficient, if you're already used to following these kinds of protocols, you're going to be able to accept those specifications a lot better, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, you know, if you have the opportunity to question those speculations, that's even better because you need specifications, I should say. If mm-hmm. you have a chance to talk to the client to find out what it is they really need, you might learn that, and they might learn that there's some changes that would be better for both of you.
And we haven't even dwelled, Jeremy, on profitability. And this is where this really comes into play, doesn't it?
Yeah, in fact, you know, one of the differences between quality processes and what we do is we focus on making money on a sustainable basis in a smart way, but it mm-hmm. starts with the money. Whereas a lot of quality processes say, oh, you know, we should improve the
right.
quality of X. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. Maybe you should reduce the quality of X because your customer doesn't want to pay for it. What they
right.
want to do is pay for something that you can't afford to give them.
Mm-hmm.
So our focus is much more on what's a smart way to make money, not some holy grail of quality that your customer
and,
might not
And it's interesting that you guys keep coming back to the customer. Isn't it amazing how much smarter we get when we just listen to customers?
Absolutely.
Terry Long, Jeremy Eden, co-authors of Low Hanging Fruit, available right now wherever books are sold. Hey, guys, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
Absolutely will.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having
Enjoyed
us.
Having you here. Come back soon. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.